So the epistle for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanliness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit, therefore, had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification, and the end life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 7. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruits, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Please be seated. For the wages of sin is death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. St. Paul brings to us two different pictures, two different ideas. In a way, we can say they are worlds apart. One being the slaves to sin, and then the other being servants of God. So in his epistle, he brings this out. So certainly those that are slaves to sin, he talks about the infirmity that they have of their flesh. They yield to uncleanliness. They yield to uncleanliness and then iniquity, to sin. And so he tells them, well, the result of that will be then your death. And he's referring to, obviously, the death of the soul, first and foremost. But then from that, they stay in that state, they stay in, then they will obviously end up in hell. So that's why he refers to them in saying that the wages of sin is death. But then he talks about them being those who are servants of God, free from sin, they serve God, and the fruit of that will be sanctification of their soul, and then life everlasting. I think it's important for us, obviously, we struggle with our own sins at times, our own weaknesses that we have. And so it's good to examine and to see, okay, what do I need to try to do to overcome these things? Because, obviously, I'll see the end result of that if I don't. And so that's where an examination of conscience each night is very important to us. It is something that is necessary for us if we want to try to make progress in the spiritual life. Frequent confession will also be a means to help us. You know, these are the things that God gives to us to try to help us. And then also we have, obviously, this meditation today in the readings to also to strive and to help us to see what are the things we struggle with, what are things that we fall into on a regular basis. And therefore, do we do anything in order to overcome that? What are we doing in order to fight against that so therefore we can be a servant of God as opposed to a slave of sin? And I think that's where we have to look at, what are we enslaved to? And so also we have obviously an example of these two different pictures in one saint, St. Mary Magdalene, whose feast we celebrated yesterday. And so she went from this life of being enslaved to sin to obviously being a saint. You know, where she was caught up in all of her sins. And even to the point of where we see in sacred scripture where our Lord even refers and says to her, you know, go and sin no more. When she was brought before him, her accusers, then our Lord, you know, said, "He who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." And so certainly for all of them, they realized that they were not free from sin. And so one by one, the elders, they all left. And so therefore, she had no more accusers before her. And that is where then our Lord says to her, you know, where are they that accuse you? And she said, there is no one. And that's where he tells her, go and sin no more. And so for her, she accepted the grace of God at that moment. She lived her life of sin, caught up in her sins, enslaved to them. But then she realized and she accepted God's grace. And by accepting God's grace, well, then she was able to convert truly, to make that true conversion from one who was on their path to hell to now one who would be able to make up for their sins. And that is something that if you read the life of St. Mary Magdalene, you see how austere of a life that she lived after that, after realizing that. Of how she wanted to then make up for all of the sins that she committed. All the grave sins that she committed, certainly. And so she did the penance that was necessary for that to become a saint. But that is where then she had a true conversion over her life, of what she struggled with. And that's why I say for all of us, we have to identify where our struggles are. If we want to make progress in the spiritual life, we've got to examine and see where we struggle in life. Because otherwise, then it will be for us, we will continue on in our struggles. We'll continue on in our sins, keep going and going and going. To the point then, for some of us, we'll feel like, well, there's no way I can get out of this. That we become so enslaved to them that we feel that there's no hope for us to get out of that. But we know, obviously, through the grace of God, we can, even with someone like St. Mary Magdalene. And the reason for that is because of the great love that she had for God. I mean, it says in Sacred Scripture, it said in the Gospel, for her feast day yesterday, many sins are forgiven her because she loved much. And it's not just, okay, well, we can sin, and then just because we love God, well, then we're fine. No, she made a true conversion from those sins to where then she wouldn't fall into those sins anymore. And that is because she loved God above all things. That she converted, she changed her life because she loved God. And so that is where it is a good example to us of just what St. Paul is talking about in his epistle. And what he's talking about is for us to make that true conversion. Because it's good, because he even says in there for our sins, he said, these things that are an embarrassment to us. That we need to get away from those things. And so just as she was a slave to sin, then she became one who was a saint. And I think that's something that is so important for all of us to see. Through the grace of God, we can overcome our sins. Do not feel hopeless. Do not feel like I can't overcome these things. Because in a way, what have we tried to overcome them? Have we tried frequent confession? Have we tried examinations of conscience? Have we tried different things in order to try to overcome the weaknesses that we have? And one of the main things is identifying what is our weakness and therefore what do we do in order to overcome that? And that's what's so important for us to understand. But I think a lot of times we kind of give up. It's like, well, there's no hope. I'm always falling into these same sins. But why are we always falling into these same sins? And I think that's where we have to identify what they are. And obviously, God is willing to give us the graces that we need. God holds out and offers these graces to us. So it's up to us whether we accept those graces or not. And like I said, that is where when our Lord said to her, "Who is there to accuse you?" And from that, there was no one there. And he said, "Go and sin no more." So it was a command that was given to her. And so that is where then she accepted that grace at that moment. And that is how she became a servant of God. But we think about St. Mary Magdalene. We think about how when she saw our Lord, you know, she cried tears, wiped his feet with her tears. It is because she was truly sorry for her sins. We also see that she stood by the foot of the cross. So that is where we can tell of the great conversion of St. Mary Magdalene, converting from one who was a slave to sin to a great saint. So again and again, it is possible for us. It is truly possible for us to make that true conversion. But we have got to identify where our sins are. And then by identifying, as I say, then we have to do something in order to overcome them. You know, whether it's a specific person, place, or thing, whatever it may be, we've got to identify what those things are. We cannot just continue through life with the same things, the same occasions of sin for us. I mean, that's why it's so important for us then to understand, okay, the different sacrifices, the different penances that we can take on. And sometimes it's a penance that we have to give up something or give up someone or some place. Well, if that's what it takes for us to save our soul, it is absolutely necessary then. I mean, that is where we look at what are occasions of sin, what are things that we struggle with. And then when we identify what the occasions of sin are, well, then we have to do something about it. We cannot just continue on with those same occasions. So I think that's what's important for us then to identify and to realize. You know, our Lord will give us the graces, as I say. But do we work with those graces or not? Or do we just continue on in our life, our busy life, and just continue on? I mean, do we sit down and examine and see, what do I need to try to do? And so certainly I would encourage, obviously, with the pilgrimage coming up, I mean, it is a great opportunity for many graces for us. Okay, maybe you can't walk the 50 miles. Well, fine. Walk part of it. Walk some of it. Especially if you're struggling with sins, certain sins, especially sins against purity. I mean, a pilgrimage is a perfect opportunity for you to make up for that. But there's, as I say, if you can't walk the pilgrimage, there's many ways you can help with it. And you can still gain those same graces by being a support vehicle, by being one who helps with the water or the food. Or even donating for the cause for that, of realizing, okay, you know what, I can't even donate time, but at least I can donate this toward this, so I can help the pilgrimage for that. But in a large sense, you see a lot of times what will happen for souls. They are caught up in their sins, and then they receive that grace of knowing, okay, well, maybe I need to do a pilgrimage to help me. I mean, there's been many times in the history of the church that is what it's taken for people to finally make that break from their sins. And granted, maybe they go to a pilgrimage to Lourdes, they go to Fatima, or they go to different places. I mean, we're blessed that we have a holy place that we can go to here. That you can also take that opportunity, if you're struggling with certain things, make the pilgrimage for that intention. Make it to help you to overcome those sins that you have. And as I say, whether you walk 1 mile, we've said this many, many times in the past, whether you walk 1 mile or 50 miles, if you have the proper spirit, that is where you will gain the graces. It's not some exercise in just seeing how tough you can be and how many miles you can walk. It's not about that. It is how you walk it with what spirit you have. And if you're trying to overcome sins, it's the greatest thing for you to help with the pilgrimage in whatever capacity you can. You may be thinking to yourself, well, how do I gain graces by driving in a support vehicle? There's many graces because you can help souls make more distance because you're able to pick them up and help them and drive them around. I mean, doing those things can be a part of truly the pilgrimage itself. As I say, there's many different ways we can help. Don't be narrow-minded in thinking, well, I can't walk the 50 miles, so I can't do it. I mean, there's different ways you can help in order to be a part of that. Supplying food, helping with the food, distributing the food. As I say, driving the support vehicles, helping with the water. But I would even say, praying at home too. If you can't make it, okay. Unite yourself with the pilgrimage. But as I say, if you're struggling with certain things, here's a perfect opportunity for you coming up. 3 weeks away. Perfect opportunity for us to try to offer these things to Almighty God for the graces that we need. I mean, that is why the pilgrimage started, because of the graces that were offered to this parish. And so it was done as an act of thanksgiving to God and has continued since then. I mean, thanks be to God. I mean, thanks be to God for all the people that do help in making this pilgrimage possible and make it a very good pilgrimage. Because we are giving thanks to Almighty God for what the graces He has given to us, but we can also ask for the graces we need to help us on a day-to-day basis. We're struggling with certain sins? Well, here's a perfect opportunity for you. You can walk 1 mile with that intention. And God can grant you the graces to help you in because of that 1 mile that you offered. So as I say, we see with the saints, and sometimes, it can be discouraging to us. It's like, well, they got all these graces from God, and they did all these penances, all these different things. I mean, St. Mary Magdalene lived as a hermit for many years. I can't do that. Well, obviously not. You can't do that. You've got to do your duty of state. But being faithful to our duty of state and offering these things truly to God, we can gain graces too. We can gain graces enough to become a saint, because God is calling us all to become saints. Is God calling all of us to become hermits and living out and making reparation for our sins? No. But He's still calling all of us to become saints. And so, yes, I would encourage you to take advantage of this great pilgrimage that we have coming up to try to win the graces you need to become the saint that God is calling you to. And so, yes, we read in the epistle today, we see St. Paul talking about those slaves to sin, but then the servants of God on the opposite side of that. And then the famous, by their fruits you shall know them. And the gospel that we see, a continuation from the Sermon on the Mount. But how true that is, by your fruits you shall know them. The fruits that we have, the fruits of the work and the sacrifices that we make. We will gain the fruits to help us to sanctify our soul. And so take advantage of these opportunities. Take advantage of the graces that God offers to you. As I say, it is a great grace that God offers to our parish. That's the fact that we can do a pilgrimage and we have a holy place to go to. And just a reminder, in case you don't know, this coming Wednesday is the Feast of St. Anne. We actually have a relic of St. Anne in Arvada, 40 minutes from us. The Shrine of St. Anne. I would encourage you to make a visit there. Only two places in North America that have a relic of St. Anne. And Arvada, Colorado has one. So we have holy places that are within our grasp. And so take advantage of the graces that God offers to your soul. Just as St. Mary Magdalene, she lived a horrible life, caught up in her sins for many, many years. Sacred Scripture talks about how many devils she had within her. And then she converted. She worked with the grace of God. She overcame her sins. And she became a great saint, one who was faithful at the foot of the cross. Some even referred to her as the apostle to the apostles, because she went and told the apostles of our Lord had risen again. Because she had been faithful to our Lord. So from this, take advantage of the graces that God offers. God gives us graces throughout our lives. We don't know how often, we don't know how many, we don't know when he's going to offer them, but he offers them, and they can be missed opportunities for us. We miss out on it. When is the next one? We don't know. So take advantage of those graces that he offers to your souls. And then listen to the words that our Lord said to St. Mary Magdalene, "Sin no more, thy faith hath made thee whole." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.